ETL Echo presents An Alluring Ascent into Arda. Day 10. First Groping Over Clothes by Hey Jude 19. Pairing Hermione Granger, Draco Malfoy. I can't fix him, she thinks, but I can have this. I can't keep her, he thinks, but I can have this. This is escalating rapidly. It began in the hallway and moved to the alcove behind a tapestry, but technically it started much earlier. I don't want this, she thought, the first time they'd been forcibly paired in potions. I can't do this, he thought, the first time she'd rolled her sleeves to brew, showcasing the scar on her arm. It's logical, she'd reasoned, when they'd started studying together in the library. It's tolerable, he'd supposed, when she started sitting beside him in every class. He's different, she'd noticed. She's wonderful, he'd lamented. It's just a kiss, she'd lied. Just this once, he'd vowed. Just kissing, and only on weekend nights, she'd proposed. Okay, he'd agreed. More, he'd wanted. More, she'd begged. More kissing on nights, weekends, weekdays, behind statues, against library shelves. Not enough, they'd concluded. So tonight, she beckons and he follows. She pulls him behind a tapestry. He crowds her against cold stone. Lips find lips, mouth swallows sighs, tongues taste uninhibited. Yet hands stay put. Then touches eventually roam. Tentative, unsure fingers advance and retreat. Can I? He asks. It's okay if I? She asks. Yes and yes. His hands drift up, hers trail down. She palms him over his trouser placket, and he's either going to perish immediately or live forever. He cups her over her sweater, and she's dispossessed of worries, thoughts, and breath. His caresses are careful, thumbs brushing clothed nipples, lips on her neck. Her strokes are firm, rubbing and increasing pressure, inciting groans in her ear. Please, she murmurs, arching into him. Anything you want, he promises, grinding into her. The tapestry is torn aside, and light exposes their secret. Headmistress McGonagall stares, lips pursed as they spring apart. I'm ruined, she fears. I'm dead, he fears. McGonagall doesn't appear angry or even surprised. She simply deducts 20 points from both houses with clinical boredom and sends them on their way with a, I know you're both excellent charm students. Please employ at least one privacy spell next time for Godric's sake. He blinks. She laughs. Their steps slow as they approach the 8th-year dormitory. Draco, I think... Look, Granger, we... They pause, consider the consequences, weigh the risks, then decide. Shy hands intertwine, loud hearts pound, and when they enter the common room and face their peers, it's together. ETL Echo, echoing tales of enemies to lovers.